Unit 7, computers. I got my brand new computer and was so excited to have something that might work for a change. I took it out of the package and installed all the files from my old computer so I did not lose anything. Next, I used my scanner to try and detect if the new computer had any unknown viruses. My old computer was a piece of junk and barely worked at all. I constantly needed to take it down to the store to have maintenance problems fixed on the hard drive. I once had a really awesome flight simulator game that was like being a real pilot, but it never worked since my computer was so slow. Beyond this, the main motherboard of my computer was old, rusted, and corroded. I think I may have accidentally dropped a glass of water on it once, so that must be why it happened. Still, since the motherboard acts as the brain of the computer, it is the most important part. Without the motherboard working properly, the whole system stops acting the way it should. Having a computer like this was bad for me, especially since I am a writer. My job is to write news articles and email them to my boss so that he can circulate them around the internet. In the news industry, this needs to be done in an expeditious fashion, since the news is constantly changing. However, with such a slow computer, this often made my job difficult and annoying. In the end, my computer ended up catching fire when the motherboard failed. Luckily, it was not a large fire at all, and I was able to put it out quietly without my neighbors knowing. I think that the computer is a wonderful innovation in the modern age, and without it, nothing that anyone does would be the same. Computers are able to do many things much faster than people are able to do. The processes that a computer can carry out in a split second can help scientists to convey complex data in an organized way, and I think that this is very important. Further, computers help mathematicians derive difficult equations that they can then use to solve practical problems for society as a whole. Computers also serve to organize people's thoughts together so that they can implement their plans and ideas in a clear manner.